Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today from Psalm 119 and verse 144, and it reads, "The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." I want to begin by saying that my focus today will be on the second part of this psalm, which says, "Give me understanding, and I shall live." This psalm makes it crystal clear that it takes understanding to truly live. Living has to do with working out and fulfilling God's purpose for your life. The fact that you are existing on earth does not necessarily mean that you are living in line with His plans, purposes, mandate, or ordination for your life. Without understanding, you may just be merely existing and not truly living. It takes understanding to truly live out God's purpose for your life. I believe that this is one of the reasons why Proverbs 4 verse 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." It is important to get understanding because it takes understanding to walk in wisdom. Understanding is all about the ability to discern, perceive, have insight, or distinguish things in their proper place. When you have understanding, you are granted access to a vista to see a thing, issue, circumstance, or condition from the perspective of the immortal realm. Understanding helps you to see a thing as it really is, so that you can respond adequately and appropriately. There are several outlets through which you can receive understanding. Although there are many avenues, I'm going to mention just five of them, and these are: number one, the inspiration of the Almighty. Number two, a revelation of the Spirit granting you access by His light into His Word. Number three, personal experience. Number four, reading anointed and Spirit-inspired materials or resources. And number five, listening to and hearing other people's stories. Your prayer to the Lord today should be, "Give me understanding and I shall live." As you ask, you will receive. The Spirit of understanding will come upon you to cause you to begin to operate from a position of advantage in your life. In Luke 24:45, the Bible says, "And He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures." This refers to the encounter that Jesus had with some disciples on the road to Emmaus after His resurrection. Until He opened their intellect, they couldn't set or join the Scriptures together in their minds. Your understanding needs to be opened by the Lord before you can understand a thing, issue, circumstance, or condition. When this happens, you begin to see and relate to things in their proper place in your life. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of understanding. I receive grace to walk, function, and operate in ever-increasing dimensions of understanding from this day forward. I declare that by the Spirit of understanding, I operate from a position of advantage in my life. I live life to the full in line with God's purpose, mandate, and ordination for my life. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the Scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using Next Steps as a subject to help you grow in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyeku. Or simply click the link and it will take you there. Or furthermore, you can copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you were blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeyoku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.